This is an MUT Radio podcast.
That was Inkinga Yomhlaba featuring Usakike and Solone Ba
Bambizindo. Yes. Pepo.
So. Pepo.
Yes.
Yes. We finally have our guest in the room with us, Sanbonan.
Sanbonan.
Ninjan.
Dumelang.
The guy.
Greetings. Isomhlabi. Niyaphila kodwa?
Siyaphila njani?
Hayi. Ukuncenga, ukuncenga. But we here.
Finally, we've been waiting for you.
I mean, basho. Yeah. I can see it now.
Yeah.
Says that, okay, with the name Inkinga Zomhlaba, I think, yeah, correlating somewhere, somehow, maybe Inkinga.
I'm actually such a nice guy. Should I ask?
Inkinga. Okay. Like, I'm so curious, but then we'll get into that. So, can you maybe perhaps, like, take us through your musical journey since 2019, and what inspired you to pursue like a musical career?
Unemployment.
Okay.
Unemployment. I was just like, what is there to do, you know?
Mm.
So I was just like, you know what? Let's try music. Let's do it. And from then I started just falling in love with it, you know, but I've always been in love with it.
Mm.
Of course. So just that, I just knew it's okay. I don't have a lot of things that I would like to try out, like serious careers and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
So music was almost just like second nature, first nature after everything. So after that, it was like, okay, try this. Met a lot of cool people. Right here, which was on the song Bambizinto, you know. After just doing that, everything was just, you know, everything was just easy from there, you know.
Definitely. Because I think we jumped a big step. Because take us through to Ubali. Who are you? Where you come from?
Yeah.
And what inspired most especially the sound of the music?
Yeah.
Real name is Fiso. I'm straight from the east of Johannesburg.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm not from around here. So for many listeners, just like, okay, we can hear it. Yes. This is very diluted. I'm not from around, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah,
born in Leon. Just to be Ebantwini and just, you know, be around.
And where does the name come from? Inkinga Zomhlaba?
Comes from me.
Why?
Well, Zibuyagimi. So, okay, there's a lot of backstories, but I just thought it sounds cool.
Okay.
And this is the reason why I wanted it. With Zivelin Booz.
All right.
So you gotta get to know me just to figure out what vele in demens uguti. It's just gonna be your own experience. I don't wanna shape it.
Oh wow. Alright, so your work blends, you know, directly with your style and genres. So can you tell us more about your creative process and how you achieve your unique sound?
I get butt naked, Nyazala.
Okay.
I'm joking. Yeah. But creative process is always like different. I don't know. It's just different ways, you know. Literally just expressing, you know. I didn't grow up as umuntu nje ojwayele ukuexpressa, you know, in many ways. If anything, I'm bothered by anything or ngijabulile, I have a hard time expressing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So music made it easier. Music made it easier. So mokunjalo, it was like, okay. From that... Yeah, I actually don't have anything much to say besides that. Now I'm thinking of it actually as I'm responding.
Oh. So,
it's a process ilula lento, you know.
Yes.
There's no hey, washa wacima, hey, ngakivela intaba, ngadilika na.
Yeah.
It's literally just thinking into very flow nje.
Okay.
Ngizwela nani nje. Ngibuza kanjani.
Well, number one, I like your style, like the fashion style, right?
Thanks.
It's so cool. Which now put me into this question now. I've heard that you do your own visuals. And what inspired that your visual style? Because I also take it into your fashion too, because as you're saying, it looks so nice. So where do you take it? What inspired your style?
But I'm an all-around creative, you know? I like creating. I do have a lot of people that I work with, you know, also with visuals and everything. So I don't give all the credit, you know.
Okay.
But I like to work with people who give me those grounds to actually be able to express. Like being able to delegate with and then have the people, you know, who are within those, you know, primary like positions to be like, okay, let's enhance this vision, Ganjena, you know. Mm. And one of them is this one.
Wow.
There's luggage in the studio, you know, currently that I'm working with.
Taking.
Musa Kabin is one of them, also from Johannesburg. Yeah. You know, I wish to work with more, of course.
Definitely.
A lot of them I haven't mentioned. Omoing is literally right here in studio. I roll with the big family.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to leave. Literally joining us on this Durban, should I say tour? Just call it a tour. Yeah, right here. So it's tour.
We're definitely invited to the
tour.
Right?
Tour. Yeah.
Are we invited to the tour?
I mean, it's on hard. You know, Yathala, but definitely. I mean, we just organize it. Let's not make it for radio. You want to join, Vel?
We are ladies with many talent at this point, you know? I mean.
Yeah.
But okay, we will come back to more questions
after
our little ad break for our listeners. And if you have any questions that you would love to ask our guests, feel free to do WhatsApp us on our line, which is 068-160-8832. That is 068-160-8832.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
From the open roads to the railway tracks, we are keeping Zanzi moving. MUT Radio commemorates Transport Month.
MUT Radio. Shape and own your future. You're listening to MUT Radio.
This October, MUT Radio is on the move. We're celebrating Transport Month, honoring the wheels, the roads, and the people that keep our world connected. From safe driving tips to the dopest travel stories, we got your journey covered. Stay locked, because this month we are driving the vibe forward.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future. You're listening to MUT Radio.
Finiso reminds fellow students at MUT to clear their debts.
Respond to messages from MRT Recoveries Pty Ltd and pay your fees monthly. Monthly payments keeps your account up to date and stress-free.
Be responsible for your fees. Pay when due. For any concerns, contact Ms. Spongile Mzizi at 031-907-7470 or Ms. Tulile Tlele at 031-907-7176. MUT makes it easier for you to pay your fees.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Hello, I'm Dr. Amalia Gonyas-Nalka. Join me for the next edition of Womanity, Woman in Unity, a program that celebrates women's milestone achievements in their struggle for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, and democracy. We broadcast every Thursday at 5 p.m. on MUT Radio.
Hi, my name is Lawrence. I'm from the Netherlands, and you're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
I'm
Yes, those are the sounds of Yenage, Unkinga Yomhlaba, ethi Nathi Simangele. So I saw his facial expression when we listened to the song. Hi, got that Tulen. This is, we're not gonna say a lot of things, but should we talk about it? You want us to talk about it?
No, I see it.
Oh, okay. The time now is exactly 25 minutes after the top of the hour, and if you just joined us, welcome to the third and the last hour of the Hangout to Travis A. Campus in with myself, Nomfundo Asibisi, coming out of Matlogovu, and we have Inkinga Yomhlaba. So here on the Hangout Nati, we Hangout Nati, we vibe anthem today. Well, I think we should talk about the song and the song before that, actually. Mm-hmm. As an artist, you face many challenges. What challenges have you faced in the song that you've made? And yeah, and in your journey in the music industry?
I think I already said the creation part of it. the creation part of it is almost easy. The only challenges that I might face, kakhulu, or I think just many creators, you know, is promotional work, marketing work, you know, takes a lot of time, energy, and money. A coolie man, you know, especially in a career like this, it's not really a guarantee. You'll literally get something back, you know.
Yeah,
so it's
true.
Kind of a long game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, literally that's in any food, you know. So that I should say be the only challenge that I face coming. Yeah. You know what I mean? So in danger. Otherwise, if we had all of these things, the cool finances, like we'd be able to achieve, you know, like even a greater vision, you know, that's the potential, like corner.
But the sound is beautiful.
I appreciate that.
Beautiful sound.
Yeah, it is. You know, as the times are changing, moving from genre to, you know, genre. Mm-hmm. So how do you see your music evolving in the next few years?
That's a good question. when it comes to creation, I touch grass.
Okay.
You know, I don't overthink, what am I doing next? I just go where feels right, you know, instinctively in a corner. I think that's always been like what makes it very different, musically, you know, because it's always a thing of, it's not a thing of, oh, you in them nandi manje.
Okay.
I should be probably tapped into whether I dress the piano, hip, you know, all of these things, but I'm just like, what do I want to hear? What would I like to hear, you know?
Okay.
Oh, probably there'll be the next 100 people trying to hear something like that.
Yeah.
Another 100 will probably need convincing. Yeah. Another 100,000 would actually find out that they like this. Even if it's the first time they're hearing it. So everyone alone.
Definitely. Yeah.
So even with you, you mentioned that that is something that you would love for someone else to hear, maybe something different.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think that your music could impact your community, particularly in Mhlabeni and East Rand?
Music is a very powerful tool.
Yeah.
Of course, just doing this music thing, I realized, music is a very powerful tool. Though some of us tend to play with it from time to time, but some of us really revere umculo, you know? Because along this journey, you get to understand it on a deeper level, then lapo comes the respect for it. So lapo yazi ukuthi, okay, the shandis, I'm not supposed to actually play with it.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I would love to have fun, but ngadlala ngabantu, you know what I mean? Let me not play with it. Let me use it for something, you know? So as a tool, I should just say it's a tool that I respect.
Okay.
I know it can make break inside, if not start something. Yeah, boy. You think a consciousness, I'm glad.
Definitely. When as a person you're working, you're always willing to grow within yourself and within whatever that you're doing. You particularly, it has to be in music, right? So who are some other artists you like to collaborate with? And as you said, you don't want to leave your sound, because I think having your own sound, that's a beautiful thing, because you stay in your lane, so that when we look back, be like, oh, This is a sound that we will never ever hear again, and it's so beautiful, right? So who are some other artists that you would like to still work with?
Radio interview, I always take these people specifically. Mautela Queens.
Yes.
I love them. South African sound needs to stay as is, you know. So I'm a representative of Wako, and I literally still want to play around. A lot of locals you know, oh, Mabonga, Umtungambulaz. I know right now I'm calling people that you don't know. Gangaga.
Yeah,
a lot of them. One of them, Muzulu Paka.
Okay.
I would love to work with Yanzola, my sister. Yeah, there's just a lot of them that I can bring. Umuzi. I'm mostly tapped into the alternative scene.
Okay.
You know, so Omu Yenjena, if I can just throw around Abanguban, top of the list. I don't know. Now I know Gutsuma radio interview, I need to bring a list of people I like to work with. So that
Mbuza
Njing and Keep and Tusbanban, Uban,
yeah,
you know,
because
there's
could
a lot
be
of,
listening.
Yeah, there's another brood of mine also. I just tapped into him right now, goes by the name of Msendi. Would like to actually see what Tsingeza Ngan, you know, actually liked his sound when I tapped into it. He's from Limelands,
really?
Yeah, he's from around. I think he's even like outside Asaz.
Maybe, you never know.
Maybe. You never know. So yeah.
So, what can we expect from Nkinga Yomhlaba? Your upcoming projects, releases?
I'm currently working on a project. I think I'm gonna call it Touch Grass.
Okay.
I mean,
Touch Grass is not bad.
Touch Grass is not
it's
bad.
Not bad. It's not bad.
It's
not bad.
You know. So yeah, the song that you just heard, Inati Smangel, is part of it. So say roll out. That's why we're on this tour right now.
Yes.
And what's coming up is that we have an event like Dubani, a collab event, a corner called Ebantwini.
Okay.
Happening tomorrow. You know, 3 Miller Road.
Okay.
Yeah. Coming together with a very dope team, you know, soulmates and everything. Isai coming together making this event. So yeah.
Yeah.
Literally definitely. Having fun. You should definitely come. I'm saying this off and on radio. Yeah, ma'am.
We'll definitely
more like a threat than an invite.
Now I'm actually saying it's a formal invite.
So for Ama Durbanites who are not doing anything for Iwi Candy, there's your event, guys.
Definitely.
Pull up in numbers, go and enjoy, have fun, you know, and it loose.
Where can they get you on like social medias, bookings? Yes.
Even if they're doing something, mele bez.
How?
But yeah,
yes.
But yeah, social media is ilula lento. Nkinga Yomhlaba, I think TikTok, I tapped into it just recently. Umuntu Omnyama.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but Nkinga Yomhlaba, Instagram, Nkinga Yomhlaba. What else? Yeah, don't have Tinder, Facebook, and.
Okay.
What's up number 081? I'm joking, yeah. But those are just the only social media outlets that you can get me on, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. This was very interesting.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.